This is a follow-up story to one we did in February of 2017. At that time, we interviewed Kathy Kunkel of West Virginians for Energy Freedom, who told us that Mon Power, along with another First Energy Corporation subsidiary, Potomac Edison, were advertising for power plants to purchase, and had written a request for proposal, or RFP, in such a way as to guarantee that the Pleasants Power Plant would be the only bidder to qualify. The Pleasants Power Plant, by the way, is owned by A&E Supply, which is another subsidiary of First Energy, which is Mon Power's parent corporation. Kunkel said that First Energy wanted to dump the unprofitable Pleasants plant on Mon Power so that Mon Power's customers would absorb the losses from that plant instead of First Energy stockholders. Kunkel said the purchase would end up costing Mon Power customers hundreds of thousands of dollars. In March of 2017, we spoke with Todd Myers, a spokesperson for Mon Power, who denied that their request for proposal to purchase a power generation plant was rigged to purchase the Pleasants Power Plant. In March, Mon Power, as predicted by Kunkel, chose to purchase the Pleasants Power Plant and assume the liabilities of that plant, which amounted to a promissory note to another First Energy subsidiary, A&E Supply, in the amount of $142 million. On March 7th, Mon Power applied to the Public Service Commission of West Virginia for approval of the sale. Hearings were held in the fall of 2017, but no decision has yet been announced on that application, and they filed an application to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, who also needed to approve the sale. FERC issued its decision on January the 12th, which was a, quote, order rejecting disposition and acquisition of generation facilities and dismissing assumption of liabilities. In a unanimous decision by the five FERC commissioners, four of whom were appointed by the current president according to West Virginians for Energy Freedom, FERC concluded, quote, we deny, without prejudice, authorization for the proposed transaction because applicants have not demonstrated that it is consistent with the public interest. We also dismiss Mon Power's request for Section 204 authorization to assume liabilities as moot, unquote. They did make the decision without prejudice, which could in effect allow Mon Power to start over and issue a new request for proposal, but any such new proposal to purchase a power plant would need to be more specific as to capacity, fuel type, plant technology, and transmission requirements according to FERC. And it would also have to avoid being written to exclude other power generation products that could fill the company's needs, as this one did. The Mon Power spokesman told us during their March interview that all bidders must be located in the Mon Power APS zone, which he defined as being West Penn's power area in Pennsylvania, Mon Power's area in West Virginia, Potomac Edison's area in Maryland, and the Eastern Panhandle of West Virginia. According to this FERC decision, however, such restrictions cannot be placed in a request for proposal. A link to the entire 34-page FERC decision is included with this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. A link to the West Virginians for Energy Freedom press release on this decision may also be found here. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.